Welcome back to the Roundtable. We are very happy to continue our regular feature on the Roundtable entitled Ideas Matter, checking in with the public humanities. It is our chance to check in with the humanities councils throughout our seven-state area to discuss important ideas and why they do indeed matter. This morning, we spotlight Connecticut and their program, Connecticut at Work, the year-long programming initiative to explore a changing workplace, a changing culture of work, and yes, a changing workforce. Stuart Parnes, is it Parnes or Parnes?
It's Parnes.
Excellent. Stuart Parnes joins us. He is Executive Director of the Connecticut Humanities Council, and it is a great pleasure to have him on the program this morning. Stuart, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. No, my pleasure. Thanks for crossing the Hudson and coming over to Connecticut.
It is a lovely ride, and we appreciate you facilitating it. Give us a sense of what put this on your radar of wanting the Humanities Council to look at work.
Well, you know, each of our state councils kind of takes a look around our state to find issues that are important. And we're always searching for relevance. You know, we want to make sure that the work that we're doing has some real connection to the folks in our communities. And so for Connecticut, for years, we've been doing strong grant programs to support nonprofit organizations around the state, museums, historical societies, libraries, cultural centers. But we've always done it, we've waited for them to come to us, to apply to us for grants, and we have helped them carry out their roles and their missions, and we feel that's a very strong part of our work. But we wanted to try to see if we could help take it a kind of step further and to initiate a conversation that might go across the entire state. I know Connecticut's a little small state, but we wanted to see if we could set up a series of programs that would connect all these organizations rather than having each of them doing their own thing, to select some kind of a theme that would be broad enough to include a lot of our regular kind of partners and clients, and to have them work together for a year to explore a subject that was really important to our communities and to our entire state now. So work seemed like an appropriate subject given the community, given the economy right now, given the challenges of work all over the country right now, given the particular challenges in Connecticut. This was something that we felt was very timely.
And talk a bit about how it fits into your mission and how it fits under this rubric of humanities.
Well, you know, part of what we try to do is to bring humanities, the humanities with a capital H, bring it out to the communities in ways that folks can really grasp. And I think the word kind of scares people off. They think it's extremely academic, extremely intellectual. Somehow it's philosophy and high thoughts and things that people can't easily connect to their own lives. And the way we look at it is it's getting people together to really look at important ideas and issues that help us bond as you know, people together in communities, help us be citizens, help us be engaged in our worlds. And finding ways to do that, to connect literature and history and philosophy and all the sort of subjects that we think of as academic humanities, but to do it in a way that is easy for people to attach to. I think that's the role of public humanities programs, and that's what many of our state councils attempt to do. So we have a different mission from the purely academic world. We're here to kind of make a bridge between that academic thinking and those academic humanities sources and the world and the lives that the rest of us live.
This is a year-long initiative, as I mentioned in the introduction. Yeah. So how far along are you
well,
in this?
Well, we're still planning, actually. This kicks off this coming fall.
Okay.
And what we're doing is bringing the sort of heart of this is we're bringing an exhibition that was developed by the Smithsonian Institution that's called The Way We Worked, past tense. And it's a series of fabulous images from the National Archive that look at American workplaces all across the country, from farm fields to offices to industrial places, all kinds of work. And it sort of starts to raise the issues of, you know, what kind of work do we do? What are the traditions of work? What are our workplaces? And what we're doing is using that as a kernel, essentially, in seven venues around the state of Connecticut. But what we're doing is taking that historical piece and then bringing it forward to the current situation and into the future. We're looking hard at what's happening in the workplace today, the tremendous transitions of the way we all work. what's happened to, you know, what we used to call the social contract between employers and employees, as so many of us have lost our jobs or become part-time or adjunct or whatever. There's a change, a dramatic change in that kind of working agreement. There's the challenge of educating our workers for the future. You know, what is the future going to look like? Are we really, do we need more sort of STEM trade schools? Is there still a place for liberal arts and the humanities in the education world? How do we prepare citizens to be constructive, useful members of the world in the future? Or do we really need to focus on finding them a job when they graduate? So there are some really, you know, kind of big issues that we're doing. And what we're trying to do is by having it across the state, we're letting each region of the state take a look at this in their own way, through their own lens. The show is that the programs are going to take place, for instance, in Groton, Connecticut, which is, you know, right on the coast, has been a maritime area for hundreds of years. Their traditions are work at sea,
right?
Versus Waterbury, Connecticut, which was a huge mill town, a center for manufacturing for so long. Not so much anymore. So a city that's surrounded by these old mills, surrounded by the immigrants who came to work in those mills, and there's no longer that kind of work. So we hope that there'll be a great range of programming and talking that's going on across the state, and talking for a change between both nonprofit people, who we usually talk to, educators and museum people and library people, but also to the for-profit world, to businesses and to chambers of commerce, and to the folks that are trying to make a living right now in Connecticut.
You bring up that issue of making a living and also of talking about it, and it is fascinating because what you're doing is basically trying to talk about something that we all do and yet perhaps don't think about. We go to work, we come home, we collect a paycheck, and then we go back to work.
Yeah.
And there's obviously a lot more to it. What does it say about us? What does it say about our culture? What does it say about where we live, where we work? What does it say about us, the human, us as the society, us as the state? And those are all fascinating discussions.
Yeah, and you know, so the sort of priorities that our states are putting on work, however that's defined in each state. But it has such impact on our lives. I mean, you know, where we work, the people we work with, what happens when we don't work? You know, our self-esteem is so connected to our work, always has been. And these things are sort of changing. And so the whole notion of, you know, I guess when I was young, I sort of expected I would have a career that was in a particular direction and would be sort of ready to do that and do it through a lifetime. And I don't think our kids today expect that sort of an agreement at all, where they can imagine staying with a particular field or work through a lifetime. So the flexibility that's needed, the sense of, you know, the value, how we value ourselves in the way that we contribute to our communities, it's really a fascinating thing. And we love it because it lets us bring history into the story, bring art and literature and film into the story, talk about issues like immigration, which, you know, all of the people who are in Connecticut came to Connecticut to work at some point in that story, and they're still coming, but it's a little bit harder to find that work today. So it lets us explore a lot of kind of great, you know, broad humanities themes, but in a way that's, we hope, will be really relevant to people, that they can actually identify, you know, this means something to me in my life today.
Is there ever concern that it becomes too broad, where you have a title that is as simple as Connecticut at Work, but we can look at the history of work, and we can look at the philosophy of work, and we can look at the sociology of work, and we can look at all of these facets of what it is that we do, how we do it, what effect it has on us, and there's so much there. Is there ever a concern that a topic can be too broad and even too big to grapple in a program?
Oh, yeah, but we like doing that. I mean, this is sort of a test for us. This is something that's new. And we're trying to balance between, you know, as I said, for years we have been a granting organization, a provider of funding and services and programming to the state of Connecticut. And what we're trying to do is to say, okay, let us build a very big frame around an issue. And then we're asking for our partners across the state to come back to us and say, you know, this is what we'd like to talk about in our community. And so we're really trying to be kind of hands-off with this. Once we set the broad theme, we don't know what's going to come up. As I say, the programming begins at the very end of this year, 2013. We're kicking it off with a conference in September, but then the first venue is the New Haven region, and that'll start at around Christmas time of this year. And we don't yet know how the folks in and around New Haven want to track this. There's a tremendous, strong labor history in New Haven, still very active. But a lot of important labor activity took place there. So they're definitely going to talk a bit about labor, the growth of labor unions and what that means and what's going on today. That may not happen when this effort moves to Coventry, Connecticut, which is an extremely rural area, which has been a farming location for hundreds of years. So we're really hoping that each of the regions takes this on in a way that reflects the character of that region. And as I said, the sort of interest needs issues that are present in the community today so that they can make some meaning out of this. And if it's broad and if it's, wide from everything from, the historical, immigration coming into the mill towns of Connecticut right through until today where we're talking about, how are millennials going to work in Connecticut in the future? Will they ever go to an office? Will they ever go to a place of employment, or will they work out of their homes? So we're trying hard not to control this. We're trying hard to leave it as open as it can be, so that our partners in this effort really have ownership of the programming. And we'll see how it works. Call us back in a year. We'll have this conversation again.
I look forward to it. Well, I know it'll be wonderful, and it's great stuff. And the website is fascinating. It's Connecticut Humanities at cthumanities.org/ct@work. All one word.
cthumanities.org, and you'll see the programming growing there, and the schedule of upcoming events and things like that. And we will be in the Stamford area. We'll be in the Torrington area, not too far from a lot of your listeners. So
absolutely,
we hope we'll see them.
Stuart Parnes, I thank you very much for being with us. I hope
My
you have
pleasure.
A wonderful
it's
weekend.
Great to talk to you, Joe.
Thank you very much. You're listening to the Roundtable on WAMC.